I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, local government minister suggests the convening of IPAC meeting to iron out shortfalls in biometric registration. Work on Fufuso Damongo Solar Road to start this month. Government releases funds for construction of clinic and provision of water at Atiavi in Volta region. Supreme Court of Guinea-Bissau throws out opposition appeal seeking to invalidate result of first round of presidential election. Airport strikers in Kenya fired. Suicide bomb attack claims 20 lives in Afghanistan. And world's rarest ducklings, Madagascar pochards hatch. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Fuswampofu, has called on the Electoral Commission to convene an inter-party advisory committee meeting to iron out issues that have surfaced in the ongoing biometric registration. He has also directed all metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies throughout the country to provide canopies and make sitting arrangements for the elderly during the registration. Mr. Ampofu made the call when he addressed the Church of Pentecost annual Easter conventions at separate functions at Tema and Nungwa, both in the Greater Accra region. We bring you the details.
The conventions provided the church a platform to share ideas and prayer sessions on issues concerning Easter and other Christian doctrines. The local government minister, who is also an elder of the church, said the current situation where there are rampant breakdown of equipment coupled with other natural interruptions, there is the need for members of IPAC to meet to take a collective decision on the exercise. He explained that there are a lot of challenges that need immediate attention before the completion of the exercise and hoped the EC would act swiftly to avoid negative repercussions in the exercise. One of the senior pastors of the Tema district of the church, Apostle A.L. Angu, called on Christians to educate others against violence before, during and after the 2012 elections.
That was a news desk report. The independent parliamentary candidate for Domiabra Obom, Isaac Wukuyibo, has advised chiefs in the area to reserve some of their lands for small-scale industries to provide jobs for the youth. He said indiscriminate selling of land in the area to private individuals for housing and winning of sand do not help the people, but rather deprives them of their livelihood. Mr. Wukuyibo made the call when he interacted with the chiefs and people of Kofikwe near Amasaman in the Greater Accra region for them to vote for him to become the Member of Parliament for the constituency. He said in view of the endemic poverty in the area, most of the parents are not able to look after their children, especially the girl child, to go beyond the junior high school level, and this has brought about teenage pregnancies. He said the area lack more trouble roads, health care and potable drinking water, adding that the constituency needs a senior high school to absorb GSS pupils in the area. The independent candidate advised the chiefs in the area to unite and assist the government by offering lands to build vocational centers to train the youth in income-generating ventures. Mr. Wukuyibo said through his own efforts, he has constructed a feeder road from Balagono to Tebu, as well as the construction of culverts at Aya Wilson and Ibuasa, adding that he was born and bred in the constituency and cannot sit and see his people suffer. He appealed to the people to vote for him to enable him to mobilize the people and institutions to transform the area. The chief of Kofikoi, Ni Kofikoi, explained that the water project constructed for the community is not being used due to lack of electricity and appealed to government to come to their aid. The West Gonja District Chief Executive Adam Mutawakilu has called on Ghanaians to see partisan politics as an avenue for development and not for confrontation. He said people belong to different political parties because they hold different ideas on how to implement policies that will develop the country and improve the living standards of the people, and as such, they are not necessarily enemies. Mr. Mutawakilu said this at the 36th Annual General Congress of the Gonjaland Youth Association in Damongo. Here's a news desk report.
The Congress was dubbed Ensuring Peaceful 2012 Elections, the Role of Gonjaland Youth. Mr. Mutawakilu appealed to all those who are into politics to see each other as friends and desist from statements that would inflame passions as the elections got nearer. He also used the occasion to enumerate a number of development projects the Assembly has undertaken within the past 3 years, adding that the Assembly has within the period constructed and furnished 15 three-unit classroom blocks for some communities, built 8 teachers' quarters for selected schools, and a girls' hostel for the Damango Health Assistance Training School. He said the Assembly has also constructed the district police headquarters, an abattoir for butchers in Damango, and drilled 2 boreholes for the Luto and Kito communities, among other things. Vice President John Mahama, in a speech read on his behalf by the Minister of Communications, Haruna Idrisu, assured the people of Gonjaland that the work on the Fufusu Damango Solar Road would commence this month. He said government has secured a grant of $166 million from the African Development Bank for the construction of the road, which will now be asphalted, adding that the contract has been awarded to 2 Chinese construction firms, namely the China International Waters and Electrical Corporation and China Harbour and Engineering Corporation. The Vice President said the road has been divided into 2 stretches to facilitate its early completion, with the 80-kilometer stretch from Fufusu to Larabanga being constructed by China International Waters and Electrical Corporation. He said the remaining stretch of 67 kilometers from Larabanga to Sola would be done by the China Harbour and Engineering Corporation, adding that the contractors have already mobilized their equipment and are on site.
A news desk report. Vice President John Dramani Mahama is asking children and the youth to avoid social vices and concentrate on their studies. He says they should learn from the life of Jesus Christ by being responsible, showing love to one another, and being at peace with each other. The Vice President gave the advice when he and his wife Lordina Mahama organized an Easter party for some children from the Usu Children's Home at their residence in Accra. Doreen Ampofu was at the party and reports.
Every year, the wife of the Vice President, Lordina Mahama, visits the Usu Children's Home to have fun with them and give them gifts during Easter. However, this year, she and her family decided to host the children at their residence in order for the children to have a change of environment and feel at home. The residence of the Vice President was full of excitement as the children could not sit but dance to Azonto tunes. The Vice President himself took some Azonto steps with the children. In his speech, the Vice President then said the Easter season is a period of love and peace. He asked the children to study hard to become important people in future.
I don't know how to dance Azonto, so you people are going to teach me how to dance Azonto. This is an Easter party for you so that you can come and enjoy yourself. Then after that, when you go back, you will study hard so that you become important people in future. I know one of you will be the vice president of this country in future. Easter is a time of peace and love. So you are here for a party and enjoy yourself. I'm going to learn the Azonto from all of you.
The party, which is an initiative of the wife of the Vice President, Lordina Mahama, is meant to show love to the orphans. She is hopeful that this will continue.
Normally, I visit them often. And today is Easter Monday. Everybody is going for picnic. Some have traveled home. So my husband and I decided today that once today is Monday and Easter Monday holiday, we should just call the kids home so that they will feel at home and we'll have fun with them and enjoy.
We hope it will continue.
It's all. Because normally, my birthday, I celebrate with them.
Radio Ghana spoke to some children about how they felt about the Easter party.
25. Happy. You always want to come here every day. Yes.
The manageress of Osu Children's Home, Sharon Abbey, thanked the vice president and his family for hosting the children. She outlined some of the challenges of the home and asked members of the public to continue supporting the home.
We are honest. You know, every time that you get a dignity, bringing you close to his doorstep to interact with you. And you can see from the faces of the children. The Osu Children's Home relies virtually on the benevolence of the public. The main challenge is to do with funding. It cuts across, and then we have inadequate staff at church facilities. That's why we want you all to come on board to support the home. You can adopt a child, you can foster a child, come for a child during a festive occasion like this, and make the child feel at home.
Managers of Osu Children's Home, Sharon Abbey, ending that report by Doreen Ampofu. Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, says the National Science Policy, which has received presidential assent, will be launched when the prerequisite formalities are completed. He said the National Blueprint would fast-track the development, application and integration of science, technology and innovation into the National Development Strategy for Accelerated Growth. Dr. Ahmed was speaking to the GNA in an interview on the sideline of the African Forum on STI for Youth Employment, Human Capital Development and Inclusive Growth in Nairobi, Kenya. We bring you the details.
Dr. Ahmed said the principal thrust of the policy is to ensure that STI drives all sectors of the economy with the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, and other stakeholders providing oversight advice. He said whilst the policy is in incubation, government found it prudent to implement portions of it, which manifested in the holding of the first national conference last year in Accra and other cross-cutting activities. The minister said another Better Ghana ICT agenda, 60,000 laptops have been distributed to students and 5,000 scholarships awarded. He said a placement for the procurement and supply of additional 100,000 computers over the next 5 years has been approved with the aim of bridging the ICT gap. Dr. Ahmed indicated that government would take stock of funding inadequacy by boosting public expenditure on STI, forge stronger collaboration with the private sector, and accelerate the allocation of a minimum of 1% of gross domestic product to support innovation in the sector.
Report. The Ministry of Health is to embark on a program to educate Ghanaians on the negative effects of alcohol. This is to curb the upsurge of alcohol intake and its related ailments. In a message after a walk organized by the Chosen Rehabilitation Center, an NGO in Accra, the sector minister, Oban Bagan, said alcohol is an occasional and integral part of the socioeconomic life of Ghanaians. Therefore, its intake must be checked. Here's a report by Victoria Ahaji and Nindanyam.
Chosen Rehabilitation Center is a non-profit organization that provides free boarding facilities to rehabilitate drug addicts, alcoholics, street children and the homeless. The walk, dubbed the Walk of Hope, forms part of the center's two-year anniversary. It started from Tetekwashi and ended at the premises of the rehab center at Abofu. Mr. Bagbin noted that drug addiction, if left unchecked, will not only affect the individual but the country as a whole, since a lot of lives will be lost. He said most of the mental cases in the psychiatric hospital is as a result of drug and alcohol addiction. Mr. Bagbin entreated non-governmental organizations to refocus their attention on drug and alcohol addiction to curb its upsurge in the country. The director and founder of the Chosen Rehabilitation Center, Apostle Kobe Washington, said the center is facing some challenges and called on the government to come to their aid.
Challenges basically feeding them their health care. Mm-hmm. You know? Even now we have the national health insurance card, and still not very effective. You go, they say, you know, it doesn't cover all. And as an institution like this, I have like over 100 people that must be treated. It's very difficult. So that is another problem. Accommodation is a problem. Now we are in the rainy season, So when it rains, a lot of them have to stand till the next morning.
A worker at the center, Marianne Pencil, said caring for drug addicts is challenging since some of them go back to their old habits after spending some time at the center. Some transformed drug addicts had this to say about the center.
We're having our 3 square meals every day. We're having the word of God as well, which is an encouragement to my life as well, because outside there in the ghettos, I wasn't having it like
life out there was very terrible for me as a former drug addict. I lost a lot of things as a result of drugs. I even nearly lost my life, but for the transforming power of Jesus Christ here in Chosen Rehab Center, I don't know where I would have been by this time.
Some transformed drug addicts, ending that report by Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam. Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Office Ifri Yankra says government has released 50,000 Ghana cedis to facilitate the construction of a new clinic and water project at Atiavi in the Volta region. He said it is government's intention to deliver on its promise by providing the people with developmental projects, especially in small and rural communities. The minister said this at the 2012 Easter Debra of the Atiavi Development Association in the Volta region.
Mr. Afriye Ankra made a personal donation of 2,000 Ghana cedis towards the community celebration and commended the leadership of the association for its dedication to the development needs of the community. He said as the general elections approach, he is optimistic the people of the community will renew the mandate of the NDC to continue to prosecute the Better Ghana agenda. The chief of Atiavi, Togbi Akamu Adiri, congratulated government and the executives of ADA for their sense of duty and hard work exhibited over the years in developing the community. Togbi Adiri appealed to government to continue to collaborate with the leaders of the community to ensure rapid socio-economic development of Atiavi. He expressed concern about education in the community, adding that some parents have not shown seriousness in seeking the education of their wards, which has led to the creeping of social vices into the society. He said the town is now in perpetual fear due to the scarcity of police officers and appealed to government and the community to help staff the station with sufficient policemen. Togbi Adiri appealed to the citizens to help in addressing the health needs and rehabilitation of the community market. The national chairman of ABA, Geshon Kwabla Yakawonya, said since he assumed office in 2008, his outfit has provided the necessary facilities to help alleviate poverty among the citizens by generating income to develop the community. Mr. Yakawonya said, with support and patronage of the chiefs and the Atiavi community, it was able to raise funds to augment developmental activities in the town, which included the Atiavi Water Project commissioned a year ago by Dr. Hannah Bisiu, the then Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing. Mr. Yakawonya said, ADA, with assistance from Mr. Fuye Ankra and Anita DeSozo, women's organizer of the NDC, facilitated the procurement of resources for the construction of 2-in-1-story building for the girls and boys dormitories of the Atiavi Senior High Technical School. He said a 10-unit classroom block for the Atiavi Agbodeko Junior High School has been equipped with computers and accessories for use by the students. Mr. Yakawonya urged members of ADA to initiate more developmental projects for the community and called for unity, peace and harmony for the development of the community.
A news desk report. An eye care and treatment for cured lepers living in a community near the Hope Polyclinic, formerly a leprosarium, is underway. It is under the auspices of Life for the Living Medical and Humanitarian Center, LIMED, a health-oriented NGO based in Hope, supported by Cross Cause Charity, an Irish charity. The director of LIMED, Reverend Benjamin Bankers, told the GNA in Hull that 2 batches of the cured lepers were sent to the Save the Nation site clinic at East Legon, Accra for treatment. He said eye diseases being treated under the program include cataract, refraction errors, and trachoma. The director of Save the Nation site clinic, Dr. Tamaston T. Barr, said he believes there are many people in the rural areas with eye conditions that need the attention of specialists, but such people hardly receive help as eye care services are concentrated in the urban areas where ophthalmologists engage in sometimes fanciful eye needs for the rich. He called on government to tailor health policies that it would bring eye care services to the needy majority. Still on health, the Omina Health Center recorded 14 deliveries during the Easter celebrations. On Easter Sunday, 8 babies made up of 3 males and 5 females were delivered, which is the highest number of births to have been recorded during Easter in the area. The midwife in charge of the center, Mrs. Bridget Kwame, said this in an interview with the GNA in Omina. She said on Good Friday, 2 girls and a boy were delivered, whilst 2 boys and a girl were also delivered on Saturday, April 7. She said all the deliveries, which occurred between midnight and 07 hours, are normal. Mrs. Kwame said despite the successful deliveries recorded at the center, its maternity unit is inadequately resourced to manage the number of maternity cases they receive. According to her, she's the only midwife at the center and had to do the antenatal services as well as attend to labor cases. That she pointed out is hectic for her and appealed to the regional health directorate to post more personnel to the maternity unit. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Local government minister suggests the convening of IPAC meeting to iron out shortfalls in biometric registration. Work on Fufuoso Dam Mongo Solar Road to start this month. Government releases funds for construction of clinic and provision of water at Atiavi in Volta region. Supreme Court of Guinea-Bissau throws out opposition appeal seeking to invalidate results of first round of presidential election. Airport strikers in Kenya fired. Suicide bomb attack claims 20 lives in Afghanistan. World's rarest ducklings, Madagascan poachers, hatch. The news continues. Youth Action for Integrated Development, an NGO, in collaboration with Youth Brigade Foundation, is to undertake a six-month project known as Ghana First to educate the youth of the Upper West region on the need to ensure peaceful, free and fair general elections this year. The project, which will be executed specifically in the Lora district, will start in June and end in November. The Executive Director of Youth Action for Integrated Development, Augustine Sakoro Kabo, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana Atwa. Here's a report from correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab.
Mr. Saka Kabo said the youth are the target of many politicians because they are sometimes used to cause electoral violence due to their vulnerability. He said what the youth, however, fail to remember is that they are the current and future leaders of the nation. He said it therefore means they will be doing more harm than good to themselves if they engage in acts that will draw the nation backwards. The executive director noted that even though campaign is yet to start in earnest, the political atmosphere is already tensed, a situation he described as a threat to the nation's democracy. Mr. Kabo said the NGO decided to undertake the project in the Lora district because it is one of the areas which can easily fall into violence, judging from the results of the last parliamentary elections. He said having monitored the ongoing biometric registration, which is characterized by accusations and counter-accusations by the ruling NDC and the opposition NPP, it is important that a lot of education is carried out for the youth to understand that the December polls is not the end of everything. He said Ghanaians need to change their political lenses and put on their nationalistic lenses so that they will see things that are being done in the interest of the nation objectively, instead of reading political meanings into them. Mr. Kabo noted that this does not mean the youth should not show love for their political parties or parliamentarians. Rather, they should know that Ghana needs to remain more peaceful and united after the general elections.
That report was filed by Swala Abdul Wahab. The chief of Oblogo, Ni Kweku Bibini, was beaten to death during a chieftaincy dispute at the Oblogo Palace. According to reports, the chief, who had been banished from the town for some time now, returned based on a court order, but some inhabitants resisted his return, resulting in a fight leading to his death. Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam joined the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Ni Afute Abu, to the area and have filed this report.
According to the police, the chief was attacked and beaten to death because the people insisted that he had been ordered not to return. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nia Futiagbo, who visited the scene, assured the public that the police will ensure that those who committed the crime will be apprehended immediately.
We've been there and we've seen exactly what happened through the experience of the police, whom I have so much confidence in and believe strongly that we'll get those who did the act and will be dealt with according to the law. Within the next 3 weeks, we should be able to get those who did the act. This is the test case. We are going deep into the ground. We'll move and make sure that we send warning to other groups in the country, especially in the Greater Accra region, so that this will be the last.
The Police Director of Operations, DCOP John Kudalo, said those involved in the incident will not go unpunished when they are caught. He narrated what happened.
The police commander had information that he was in town, so they went and they saw and met him. That's when they even knew that he was in town, and he produced some papers to show that now he's been cleared to come to the palace. So when they were assured, they left. And when the police left, that left the sack. Before the police should get information and then come back, they have dispersed. When they saw the police arriving, they just whispered to themselves that the police are coming, as an eyewitness was narrated, and then they fled. The long arms of the law will finally get to them, which I'm ensured that they are brought to face justice. We are appealing to anybody who has information to come and then bring information to the police. And we'll be giving all the protection that he needs.
So far, 6 people have been arrested and the body of the late chief has been deposited at the police hospital morgue.
A report by Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam. Thousands of people yesterday went to entertainment centers to have fun to celebrate Easter Monday. One of such places was Labadi Beach. Radio Ghana's visit to the beach saw a lot of people dancing, swimming and riding horses. Our reporters Georgette Cole and Sandra Danzo have more.
This year's Easter Monday was not different from the previous ones. People thronged the various beaches in Accra to have fun. On the way to the Labadi Beach, there was massive traffic with a lot of cars overloaded. More than 5,000 people patronized the beach with security men controlling the crowd. Some revelers told Radio Ghana why they chose to go to the beach.
You come here, you have fun, you like this. This is the door, man, so I'm okay to be like this.
I go to church at Alabraka, at Matadi. So I come here to win souls. So I get 3 people of them, 1 girl, 2 boys. So I talk to them. Let me say, if you see them, you haven't gone straight to the point of the Bible. Starting with them, the place will be staying, and their school, then people like them will talk. And let me say, if you go straight forward to the Bible, so they have to understand. So they are giving them my number. So once a while, I'll call them and find out what they say, where they live.
I'm from the United States, California, and I like the ocean. A lot of people. This is like the 4th of July. You don't see this many people at the beach. And I go to the beach like 3 or 4 times a week.
A bouncer at the Labadi Beach, Steven Teria, said the patronage this year is low compared to last year.
Last year the people was too proud, and I was here from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the night. What happened here that day is terrible, but this year everything is down, so we are okay.
The story was not different at the Bola Beach and the Acapulco Beach. As at 5 p.m., people were still trooping in. Some people also took the opportunity to sell swimming costumes and other items to people.
A report by Georgette Cole and Sandra Danso. Now to the Foreign Fund. Striking Kenyan airport workers who failed to return to work yesterday have been dismissed. Some 1,300 airport staff went on strike on Friday demanding pay increase. According to the Kenya Airport Authority, the dismissals affect about 50% of those who are striking at the main international airports in the capital, Nairobi. Police officers have been deployed to man the security operations at all the major airports. The Supreme Court in Guinea-Bissau has rejected an opposition appeal seeking to invalidate the results of the first round presidential election. 5 opposition candidates who contested the March 18 poll filed an appeal with the court claiming fraud and demanding that the results be cancelled. The ruling legally paves the way for the staging of the second round election on April 22. Former Prime Minister Carlos Gomez is set to take on former President Kumbayala. At least 20 people have been killed and injured in a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan's western Herat province. The attack targeted the local government headquarters as people queued to see government officials. Eyewitnesses saw shattered bodies and mangled metals after the blast. The suicide bomber apparently drove up in a four-wheel drive before detonating a cache of explosives. 18 Madagascan pochets, the world's most endangered duck, have hatched in a captivating breeding center. This brings the world population of the ducks to just 60. The Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust and Darro Wildlife Conservation Trust, the group leading the captive breeding program, say that this builds hope that the birds can be saved from extinction. And now to end the news, the main points again. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, has called on the Electoral Commission to convene an inter-party advisory committee meeting to iron out issues that have surfaced in the ongoing biometric registration. Work on the Fufu-Sudamongo Road is to start this month. This was disclosed in a speech read on behalf of the Vice President John Mahama at the 36th Annual General Congress of Agunjaland Youth Association in Damongo. The government has released 50,000 Ghana CDs to facilitate the construction of a new clinic and water project at Atiavi in the Volta region. And the Supreme Court in Guinea-Bissau has rejected an opposition appeal seeking to invalidate the results of the first round presidential election. Five opposition candidates who contested the March 18 poll filed an appeal with the court, claiming fraud and demanding the results be cancelled. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.